We're up to Siman Shin Ayin Beis, Seif Tes. It is on page Resh Mem Aleph, and the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah comes after page 480. If you have the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah 480, you turn to the next page, Resh Mem Aleph, Shin Ayin Beis, Seif Tes. Okay, Bona, we try to pick up some speed. Bona Itzaba Lamata Itzal Kais. We're continuing the theme, we're continuing the two courtyards. There are two courtyards that are adjacent to each other. Let's assume that, and the question is, can these two are separated by a wall? So there are two major issues. Number one, can these two courtyards join together in a single Erev, which would allow them to take objects from their homes and transfer it to the other courtyard? How? Well, either they'll throw it over the wall, they'll climb over the wall. Are they allowed to join together in one single Erev? So the problem is, it depends. If there is a Pesach, a halachic opening between courtyard A and courtyard B, yes. If there is no halachic opening, no. If it's completely separated by a wall that's 10 tefachim tall from end to end, then there's no way that these two courtyards can join together in a single Erev. That's issue number one. Issue number two, are you allowed to take an object from your home and put it on the surface of the wall? So it also depends. If the thickness of the wall is, the width of the wall is less than 4 tefachim, the answer is always yes, because it's not a significant makam, it's a makam betur, and in makam betur there are no restrictions. If it's 4 tefachim wide, there is potential for problem. Why? Because if everything is equal, the general rule is we give the surface of the wall to the courtyard for whom it's more convenient to use. So if everything is equal, the ease of use for both courtyards is the same. Each one, we give it to both. Each one cancels out the other. So it's a joint rishos. A joint rishos, one is not allowed to take from his home and put it on the surface of the wall, because it's like going to the other courtyard. You're going from a rishos that's designated for you, for one person, and you're going to a rishos that's shared by a group of people, so it is categorically forbidden. But if the surface of this wall is more convenient for one of the two courtyards, it is automatically allocated to that courtyard, and the other courtyard is off limits. So now we discuss a new case of Bona Itzdaba, where we have a wall, and the wall is 10 tefachim tall. So the way the wall stands now, the two courtyards are completely separate, and the ease of use for both is the same. So no one is allowed to put an object on the top of the wall, and one of the courtyard builds a platform. Itzdaba, they don't have any pictures in this Mishnah Berurah for platform. Okay, in the other Mishnah Berurah, the Oiz V'Had Mishnah Berurah has a lot of pictures here, but we don't need them. It's okay. Just, you have a wall, and in front of the wall, you take a piece of wood, a block of wood. It's a platform, a simple platform which you can stand on. So when you stand on this platform that is right up against the wall, the distance from the top of the platform to the top of the wall is less than 10 amos. 10 tefachim. Now, any time it's less than 10 tefachim, that means that it's more convenient, it's easier for you to reach the wall, to use the surface of the wall, than your neighbor. If it's less than 10 tefachim for one of the two courtyards, and it's more than 10 tefachim for the other courtyard, automatically it's more convenient for the one for whom it's less than 10 tefachim. So that is the case here. Bon, it's the ball lamata mata eitz lakoisa lamata migoivasar to diminish the height of ten tefachim im yeshba arba orech b'meshach akoisel. If the width of this platform is at least 4 tefachim along the length of the wall over letes arba, which means that it's 4 by 4 tefachim, it's at least a square. It has to have some depth. This platform moyel lehistamish b'chol hakoisel avol eino choshev kepesach, but it's not like a pesach leorev yachad. Let me say everything outside. If both parties, let's say both people from both sides, both courtyards, would put a platform in front of the wall, which is 4 by 4 tefachim, that does not create a virtual Pesach. It's not an entrance. Like we said, what is a Pesach? A Pesach, either a chaloyin, let's review the basic rules. If you want to join two courtyards, want to join together in one single layer, there must be a halachic opening. A halachic opening is either a wall the wall itself is less than 10 tefachim for a section of 4 tefachim. You must have the wall, or if the wall is 10 tefachim tall, there is a ladder on both sides. That was what we learned yesterday. Or there is a window within 10 tefachim that is 4 by 4 tefachim. Again, this is a very important point. In order for the two courtyards to be permitted to join together, there must be an opening. An opening, we have learned three types of opening. Either a window, that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which goes through and through, and the entire window is within 10 tefachim, let's assume it's within 10 tefachim, or there are ladders, which are parallel to each other on both sides of the wall, or the wall itself is less than 10 tefachim. Here we don't have any of these three conditions. The wall itself is 10 tefachim tall. There is no window. The only thing that you have is you have a platform which diminishes the height of the wall when you are standing on the platform. That is worse than taking a chunk out of the wall. If you have a wall and you shave down a section of the wall that's 4 tefachim wide, that's less than 10 tefachim, that's automatically an opening. But if the wall remains 10 tefachim tall and you just build a little platform here, that cannot be considered like the wall is less than 10 tefachim, because it's not. Because the remainder of the wall is 10 tefachim, and the rest of the courtyard is 10 tefachim. It's only because you put a little platform. So even if you put a platform on your side, and your neighbor puts a platform on his side, it's not considered a Pesach, and both of you may not join together in a single Erev. So that's out. However, it does accomplish one thing. It makes it easy to use the surface of the wall. So it depends. If you both make your platform, you here and you here, so for each one of you it's now less than 10 tefachim, so the ease of use on the surface of the wall is equal for you and for your neighbor. Then again, you cancel each other out. But if only one of the two courtyards builds the platform, and the other courtyard does not build the platform, it's more convenient for this courtyard to use the surface of the wall. It's less convenient. We automatically allocate the surface to this courtyard. Only he can use the surface, and this courtyard cannot use the surface. So the platforms will never create a halachic opening. That's out. Halachic opening is only three techniques. Either a window, ladders, which go all the way to the top. If you want to climb, the ladder must go all the way. If you want, there must be something. Or the wall itself is less than 10 tefachim. But with the wall itself is 10 tefachim, you're building a platform, it's not going to accomplish anything. But it will accomplish to give ease of use to one side.
So if I build a platform like that, yeah. If I put something on there, my neighbor can use his platform and take it off?
No, the neighbor...
In other words, we have platforms on both sides.
No, you're not allowed to put it there altogether.
So what are the circumstances where I can put it up there?
Where only you have a platform and your neighbor does not have a platform. Because then it's easy for you to use it. It's more difficult for him to use it. We give it to you and he's out. He's not allowed. If both of you do it, then we go back to... It's like no one did it. And if no one did it, no one's allowed to use it because you conflict.
You guys are laying on a wall that's...
4 tefachim wide. If the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, there's no restriction whatsoever. You can put it down on the wall because it's not a makom chashav. Then you can put it on the wall. Okay. But again, it says the last words of the page were Avul Einoy Choshuv Kepesach La'orev Yachad Ad Sheyagia L'Roish HaKos. Unless the platform or the ladder or any type of item that you're going to use to climb over reaches the top of the wall, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Lav Dafka, the top of the wall within 3 tefachim. That's the ladder we have by as well. The ladder just needs to come to within a height of 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. The Im Ein Ba Arba Alba, let's say the platform is less than 4 by 4, it does not have the dimensions, Ain a mole, then it's nothing. Then it's not a platform. It's not even does not even make it easy for you to use. Ain a mole, afil l'shtamish kenegdo. You're not allowed to use the surface of the wall that accomplishes nothing. It's as if it doesn't exist, and there's a conflict between you and your neighbor. The other courtyard, no one's allowed to use the surface of the wall. Halacha yud, simen yud, kafa seifel sheyesh by arba albot v'gavoa kol shehu. Now, a platform, by definition, the previous. Se'if is something which is permanent. A platform doesn't go anywhere. You put down the platform, it's heavy or it's nailed to the ground, or platform is meant to stay where it is. No one's going to go take it away. New case, let's say you put down something which you will take away, like a seifel, a container, a pot, a basin. You turn a big pot upside down, and that's your new platform. That's not a platform because when you get hungry, you want to cook. You're going to take the seifel. You're going to use it. So kafa seifel, a person takes a basin and he turns it upside down. Sheyesh boi arba al arba, it's very large, it's 4 by 2 by 4 tefachim, the gavah kol shu, and it has a height of at least a small amount, which in our purpose means it's now going to diminish the remainder of the wall to less than 10 tefachim. Umiyet boi gavoi me'asara, same thing, it's just like the previous seif, but we'll see the difference. Mutu l'shtamish k'neged hamiyut, uvilvad sheyechabrenu betid, provided that you it's cemented, provided that you are attached permanently to the ground, as long as this seifel is not going to be moved on Shabbos, because the seifel has been cemented to the ground, it's now become a permanent platform, and a permanent platform gives you the ease of use. It makes the wall more convenient for you relative to your neighbor, and you are will receive the surface of the wall, not the neighbor, like in the previous simon. Yud Aleph. Bon itztaba al gal itztaba. Okay, now we discuss, it's a little complicated in this case, you know, Pinch is trying to bring out a principle. The principle he wants to bring out is the only time a platform works is if the platform itself is within 3 tefachim from the ground. If the platform is like attached to the wall, like we'll see, like the ziz, that's going to be the next case, you have a protrusion from the wall, it can no longer function as a platform. A platform that can give, in all of these cases that we're going to discuss now, they're not going to create an entrance. The only issue is to make the surface of the wall more convenient for you relative to your neighbor. We're only going to say it's more convenient if you can get to there. How can you get there? You can step on the platform. But the platform must be within 3 tefachim from the ground. Once the platform is more than 3 tefachim from the ground, it's as if it doesn't exist, and it's not going to accomplish anything as far as making it more convenient for you to use. So that's the case here. What are we trying in this case? We're going to build 2 platforms, and the platforms are attached to the wall. The second platform is, let's say, is 5 tefachim from the ground, but in between the second platform, that one that's 5 tefachim, there's another platform that's 2 tefachim from the ground. Well, let's say the first one is 4, make it 4 tefachim from the second one is 4 tefachim from the ground. It's too much. It's not going to work. But beneath the upper platform, there is a lower platform that is 2 tefachim from the ground. That means the upper platform is leveled to the first platform. It's okay. As long as you have a series of platforms and each one is within 3 tefachim from the ground, it's okay. And there's a bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush is, even if one of them is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which in itself is no good, that was the first condition, a platform in order to give you right of use to the surface of the wall must at least have the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. If one of these two platforms is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, but the other one is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and each one of these is within 3 tefachim of each other, we consider it to be one big platform, which has the dimensions of 4 by 4, and you are granted the surface of the wall. Let's see, inside Yud Aleph, Bana itztaba al itztaba, a platform upon a platform, im yesh betachtayna arba al arba, if the lower one has 4 by 4, im ein ba arba alaba, or it does not have 4x4, the yesh bel yoina arba alaba, the ein bein zola zo shlosha tvachim, mahani, we're in business, mahani lahatir lishtame shalov, so now you are granted exclusive rights to the surface of the wall, avaloi mahani lemhevi pesach lov yacha, that's a given, it's never going to serve as something so significant to create an opening. If both parties would do this on both sides of the wall, that'll never work. But at least it will work to give you exclusive rights to the surface of the wall. So get to review. There are many chidushim in the Mishnah Berurah that the Mechaber is bringing out. It must be within 3 tefachim from the ground. It must have dimension 4x4. If you have an itztaba that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, even if it's 4x4, it's no good. If it's within 3 tefachim and it's less than 4x4, it's also no good. Here we're combining the leniencies of both. If we have 2 platforms, one of the two is 4x4, and each one is within 3 tefachim from each other, then it's going to be okay. Yud Beis. Ziz, now we go to the case of this platform, but it's we're going, it's higher than three tvachim, so it in itself would be a problem, but there is a ladder connecting the platform to the ground. Zis, a protrusion, you have a small ladder. Now the reason why the Mechaber says sulam kolshu is selling this important point, because we learned before yesterday that if you want to create a Pesach, the sulam must have the width of at least four tvachim wide. Both parties, both sides of the wall must put up a ladder for tefachim width. Here, you're not using the ladder as a Pesach. You're using the ladder as a way to get to the platform so that you should be granted exclusive rights to the surface of the wall. In this instance, the ladder does not have to have the width of four tefachim. It's sufficient even if it's the smallest width. Sulam kol shemoyel alahati lo yitashim tashim shakoysel v'hu shelo tehet shliva tachtoyne gevoy min aretz shloisha, provided of course that the lower rung is within three tefachim from the ground, like in the previous halacha. V'lo yehe bein shliva l'shliva shloisha, and provided in between the rungs is less than three tefachim, v'hu sheiniach hasulam al gav haziz, it must rest on the width of the ziz, like you see in the picture on the left side, not on the wall. Avol semchay etz, but if you put the ladder near on the wall, and then from there you climb onto the ziz, that is insufficient. Bechozman she'en gavoy hakoysel eshrim tvachim, dai beziz echad, shemanichay be'emtza, if the wall itself is 10 tvachim, so one ziz can do it, one ziz is enough in order to make it more convenient for you to use the wall. Sharei ein gavoy asar ala ziz, because once you come to the ziz, there's less than tefachim from the top of the ziz to the top of the wall. V'loy gavoy asar b'menu al rosh ha-koysel. V'im hu gavoy eshim. But let's say you have a wall that's 20 tefachim tall, and you want to get the right of use to the surface of the wall, then you have to construct a double ziz. And from ziz to ziz, you have to have a double ladder. Tzach shnei zizin, echa b'sech asar atachtoinim, v'yecha l'maylo mimenu b'sech asar al-yoinim, shemcho yaziz gavoy asar l'sagli b'sulum kolshu. Because if the ziz was higher than 10 tefachim, then a sulam kolshu would not work. See, over here we want to have another leniency and not have a ladder that's 4 tefachim wide. Once the ladder has to be 10 tefachim, automatically the ladder must have a width of 4 tefachim. So if you want to use ladders that are less than 10, that are 4 tefachim wide, each ladder must be within 10 tefachim. And to see this, you look, there is no picture, unfortunately, the other missionaries have no more ladder pictures, but you have to just imagine there are two zizin on two different levels in the wall, and there's a ladder that goes from one ziz to the other, and that the advantage that you gain in that situation of two different protrusions, and the ladders are going from one to the other, is from the top ziz to the top surface of the wall, there is a height of less than 10 tefachim. Magic, that's all we need. Once you have a height of less than 10 tefachim, it's more convenient for you to use the wall than your neighbor. You get exclusive rights to the surface of the wall. And being that the way you're getting to these platforms are through ladders, the ladders themselves do not need to have a width of 4 tefachim. Next page. When you have the two different platforms, they have to be on different sections of the wall. They can't be one on top of the other, because if they're one on top of the other, there's no way you can put a ladder from one to the other. But if the two different platforms that are coming out of the wall, they protrude two different parts of the wall, then you can make a ladder going from one to the other. Yud Gimel. Hemid shnei sulamos ze b'tzad ze v'lo hoya b'shneyen meshech arba. Okay, now we're discussing the case of a Pesach. We want to construct, talking about the laws of ladders. Did you ever know there are laws of ladders? Like I told you yesterday, Yaakov Avinu, he climbed to Shemayim and he sulam mutzav arsa v'roshim agiyah Shemayim. So there had to be a certain halachic ladder. You have to have at least four, there's a medrash. There were four rungs. All of these halachas come into that medrash. So here we have, let's go back to the simple case. What? He saw the malachim going up and going down on this ladder of four rungs. It says on each rung there was a malach, or a different midrash. But here let's go back. We're now returning in halacha Yud Gimel to the beginning of the siman. We have two courtyards. And in between two courtyards, there is a solid wall that's 10 tzvachim. So automatically, there's no way in the world that these two courtyards can join together in a single Erev. Solution: we're going to put up two ladders. Two ladders on both sides of the wall. We'll put a ladder, and that will serve as a Pesach. Excellent. What are the conditions? Number one, each ladder must be at least 4 tefachim wide. Problem: both sides of the wall. Yes, both sides. And if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, they must be parallel to each other. That's what we learned in the beginning of the siman. Now we're making use of this technique, this device. Wall, two ladders on both sides to join the two courtyards together with a halach pesach. Problem: economy is not good, and I forgot the name of the big store. They sell all the hardware supplies. They are Home Depot. They decided that the ladders will no longer be 4 tefachim wide. It's going to be 3.9. They're cutting corners, literally. They're cutting corners, and they are downsizing in order to save in the economy. They produce 1 billion ladders. Think of how many trees they can save by making the ladders only 3.9 tefachim wide. So it's no longer 4 tefachim wide. Put up the ladder against the wall. You take out your tape measure. It's not good to see the Chazon Ish here. The ladder is not wide enough. So what are you going to do? Solution. You always have an Eitzah. You take two ladders, and in between the two ladders, you take some straw. That's what it says. You take some straw, and you'll basically use the ladders as handlebars, and you'll step on the straw, and that'll become your new York four ladders. On this side of the wall, you have two ladders, and the combination end to end, they will be much more than 4 tefachim. And in the center, you'll attach the two ladders with some straw. So it says here, it's not a good idea, because the center of the ladder is where you step, is where you ascend and you descend, and that's where you press your weight. That straw is not going to support your weight on this little ladder, so it's not going to work. Hemet shnei sulamos zebetzad zem v'lohaya b'shneim meshech arba v'yirchikam zem mizeh kidei sheyehei b'shneim arba, and you distance the two ladders one from the other so that in total you have 4 tefachim, and umilei ha'avir shabishneim b'kash, and you hold the gap with straw. Einam oil loyel hatir l'shtamish lov. This is worthless. Not only will this not allow you to join the two courtyards together with a Pesach, you're not going to be even granted if only one side of the courtyard, one side makes the ladder. That side will not be granted ease of use for the surface, and it's as if it doesn't exist. Loyal Ishtamish, not to use the surface of the wall. Why?
There's no permanency.
Exactly.
It just can blow away.
Exactly. Shemakoy Mamad, the place where you put your feet. And if you put straw, the ain royal alois bekash, it's not possible to ascend with straw. But here's the chiddush: ve'im hemid hasulam be'emsa. But let's say you take this ladder that's only 3 tefachim wide, and at the end of the ladder, along the rungs, you attach straw, then it's okay. So you have now converted a ladder that's only 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim. A half a tefach of straw on this end, have a tevach of straw on this end, because you can use that straw to ascend. You can hold on. You can put your foot in the little narrow center, and you can use the extensions as support to pull your way up. That is a technique in order to convert a ladder that's less than 4 tefachim to a halachically kosher ladder. Now you're allowed to. This ladder is a full-fledged ladder. So if both parties, both courtyards have done the same thing on both ends of the wall, this now serves as a halachic Pesach. If they wish, they can join together. If only one of the two sides built the ladder, it's not a Pesach, but that side has ease of use for the surface. He gets the wall to the exclusion of his neighbor. Okay, this is a whole daf of Gemara, Masechta Erevin. What is the significance? I'm sure there is. There must be something. It doesn't seem very practical for us today, but I'm sure if you dig deep down, you'll find many gems. You doubt it. Let's say another example. Let's say the ladder is not 4. And what you're going to do is something. You're going to etch into the wall support. So you have a ladder. The ladder is only 3 tefachim wide. It's resting against the wall. It's not a kosher ladder. So what I'll do is I will etch an indentation in the wall a half a tefach right along on each side of the rung. So as I climb up, I can support myself by putting my hand into those indentations. That's valid. You have now halachically expanded the width of the ladder. And here in the Mishnah Mechaber tells the Chiddush, when you do this, you don't have to go all the way to the top of the wall. Let's say, for example, the wall reaches a height of 15 tefachim. So we learned yesterday, important halacha, that if you want to create a Pesach, and you the ladder, when we mentioned that the ladder must be 10 tefachim, that means the wall is 10 tefachim. But if the wall is 15 tefachim, the ladder must come to the top of the wall, or at least within 3 tefachim. So let's make a case, let's say the wall is 20 tefachim, and you're putting up a ladder. In order for the ladder to serve as a halachic pesach, the ladder must come to the top of the wall. So along comes the mechaber and says that if the ladder itself is less than 4 tefachim wide, and what you're doing is going to etch indentations in the wall to expand the width of the ladder, it's not necessary to etch indentations all the way to the top of the wall, where the wall, let's say, is 20 tefachim. It's enough to etch these indentations to a height of 10 tefachim. Because once you can safely climb up to a height of 10 tefachim with a ladder of 3 and a half a tefach on each side for 4, you're safe. You're home free. When you get to the top, past 10 tefachim, to get to the top of the wall, you will be able to maneuver and successfully reach the top, even though the remainder of the ladder is less than 4 tefachim. That's what it says here in Halacha Yudalid. Ein asulam rochav arba, v'chokak etzlo b'koysel hashlimo le'arba, dailo it is sufficient, sheyachok to etch b'goiva asara. You need not make these indentations all the way to the top, v'im lohem etzulam klal. Let's another solution. No ladder at all. Just etch into the wall indentations, right? To climb these obstacle courses you have for children to take them on trips. You go and you climb, just make etches in the wall and climb the walls. you can do this at home also.
Pegs, right.
But this is in the wall itself.
Right.
You're able to climb the wall.
I don't think you're going to get too much company.
All we need is that it should be a halachic wall.
Right.
So here the Mechaber says, if you're doing this, you don't have any physical ladder. The whole thing itself is just indentations. It has to be 4 tefachim wide all the way to the top. You can't go easy. If you have a ladder, it's only 3 tefachim, and you bring mashlim, the 4 tefachim, with etches in the wall, it's enough to make the etches up to the height of 10 tefachim. And the remainder doesn't matter. You can climb on a ladder that's less than 4 tefachim. But if there is no ladder altogether, there's nothing, it's just pure etches, you have to have these etches all the way to the very top of the wall. The im loy hemetzulim klol elachokak b'koysel kemin shalivos. You virtual rungs etches shel sulam lalosbo tsarich sheyachoyk b'chol gova hakoysel. And then that's also valid. Moil, this technique is valid. Bein lahatir tashmish bein lav yachad. If only one side does this, they get the surface. If both sides do this, it's a halachic, but no one gets the surface, because now there's a conflict, but at least it's a halachic pesach, and if you wish, you can join together. Halacha tesvav, ha'ilam etzad kaisa. Let's say I have a tree. Now, this is very interesting. Okay, this is very interesting. Ha'ilam, now, you're not allowed to climb a tree. The la'alam, this already involves principles which are very nagi halacha l'mayit, so this brings out yisodos. This is a good halacha. They're all good halachas, but some are more relevant, at least obviously relevant to us than others. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. Why not? Why are you not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos? You might break off a branch. Let's say the tree is dead, is dry. There's no fruit. There are no leaves. There's nothing to break off. It's just a tree, a certain type of tree. Where are you allowed to climb such a tree? So the answer is yes and no. Really, you are allowed. There are leniencies in this case. There are more leniencies in this type because there's nothing to pull off. There are no branches to pull off. It's dry. The issue is really fruit. You may pull off a fruit, you may pull off leaves, or may pull off twigs. But if there are no small twigs and there are no fruits and leaves, technically it's mutter. We're machmir. Why are we machmir loy pluk? If we're going to let you climb up this tree where there's no concern, you may come to climb another tree where there are twigs, fruit, and leaves. So here's the case. You have a courtyard. the way during the week, or the way you can go from one, there's a solid wall between the two courtyards, so you cannot go between one and the other off limits. But there's a tree that is right up against the wall of the courtyard, and people during the week, you can climb the tree very easily to go to the other side. Can the tree serve as a ladder? So I'll tell you outside first. Generally, no. Why not? Because it's usher to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed. So that's the first thing that you would say. And that's indeed what the Rosh says. You're not allowed to. Because you're not allowed to climb. How can you use a tree as a ladder to go from one courtyard to the other courtyard? Even though during the week you do so, but on Shabbos you don't. You're not allowed to use a tree as a ladder. So if you don't use a tree as a ladder on Shabbos, and here you're trying to join together two courtyards on Shabbos, it defeats the purpose. It's good for the weekday. It's not good for Shabbos. Let's say you have an elevator. You're not allowed to get you have a non-Shabbos elevator. To go in the elevator, it's Chil Shabbos B'chodes. Okay, not a fancy Shabbos elevator. Can that be your ladder from one courtyard to the other courtyard? Certainly not. An elevator can't be the ladder. It's Chil Shabbos. Defeats the purpose. You're not allowed to climb the tree. But here's the kasha. The kasha is, wait a minute. When does the Erev kick in? We learned this many times. When is the moment, the critical moment, when the Eruv HaTzeros works? Bein HaShmashos. There is a halacha, generally speaking. You have to know all the parameters. Bein HaShmashos, there is no Isser D'Rabbanan in play. All of the takonis that Chazal made, that you're not allowed to do things mid-Rabbanan, are only when it's Vaday Laila. When it's Tzeis HaKachavim, or it's weird. But Bein HaShmashos, or even after... Bein HaShmashos, Chazal were never so strict to prohibit Bein HaShmashos Isurim Midrabanan. So the only reason why you're not allowed to climb a tree is an Isur Dirabanan. You may come to pull off fruit, leaves, twigs. When that's Dirabanan. When Bein HaShmashos, that halacha is not yet in play, it's not active. When does the Erev take effect? Bein HaShmashos. So at Bein HaShmashos, there is a halachic Pesach joining the two courtyards together. Brilliant. That's what indeed the Rosh says. However, the Mechaber says, no, I disagree. Well, we'll see the two opinions. It could be a mix up. No. You're right. Bein HaShmashos, it's not. But it still defeats the whole purpose. You're outsmarting yourself. In halacha, there's technical halacha, and then there's the hashkafic halacha, the big picture, the spirit of the law, right? The spirit of the law. What are you trying to do? You're trying to join together the two courtyards. Wonderful. Technically, you pulled it off. Because the moment that the Erev works, Bein HaShmashos, Bein HaShmashos, no Zerman. You're brilliant. You got it to work. But you have defeated the spirit of the law. The two courtyards, practically speaking, they can't go between one another, because on Shabbos itself, no one can go from one courtyard to the other courtyard. So therefore, this cannot serve as an Eruv HaTzeros. Now, what about you have a tree that you don't have this problem? Here is the leniency. Let's say you have a tree that's dead, it's dry, hard like a rock, and there are no twigs, no branches, so here we're lenient. Since this type of tree, it's not usher, there's no gezerah, even though we may be machmer a little bit, loiplug, don't climb trees no matter what, because if you climb a dry tree, you might try a living tree. For this halacha, we're lenient. So if you have a tree between two courtyards that's dead, it's dry, and no, there's no here, even though you may practically not climb, here we can at least be lenient that it can join together two courtyards. But let's say this tree is also behana, because it's an asherah, it's been worshipped as an idol. So now we have another issue. The other issue is it's also behana. I'm not allowed to derive benefits. Is that a problem? So it's a practical problem. But halachically, it's still a Pesach. It's just because it's a door. If you have a door between two courtyards, I don't have to go through the door. It's a door. A tree is a Pesach. It's also behana. That's a separate issue. It's wet paint. Let's say you have a ladder that's wet. It's been freshly painted, so it's wet. So you're not going to go on it. But it's still called a halachic. It's a halachic Pesach. So there are two ways to look at it. One opinion says it's mutter, one says usul. Let's read very quickly. We'll finish. If they want, you can make one erev. You can use it. It can, according to the first opinion in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is lenient, even though you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. because the mechaber is the first opinion. We focus on the moment of bein hashmashos. Alamos ashera sulam akoysel ein marv mechad. Why? Because the ashera, in a case where it's dry, of course, where there's only issue with climbing, because it's practically forbidden to use and to derive benefit from an object that has been worshipped. Bibnesh Osulalo Solecha Minatoira. Sharia Subahanot Osubahana. The Horosh Zal? The Rosh says Pumfakert Kasa Behepach, the other way around. The Elon Ainamoya. A tree, a regular tree, we don't look at Bein HaShemashos. We look at the spirit of the law. You're not allowed, and therefore you cannot be used as a Pesach. The Asherah Moyeles. Asherah is mutter, where the tree is dry, and it is v'hu shetehea k'shideisha, as long as the Asherah tree is dry, and the only reason why you're not allowed to ascend the tree is because of Avodah Zorah, not because of Shabbos. So let's look at the idea. When it comes to v'chatzeros, that's a din in Shabbos. It's a din in Shabbos. So anything which is in opposition to Shabbos, like climbing a tree on Shabbos, that will counteract, that will cancel the koyach of the Erev. But Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with Shabbos. Avodah Zarah is a general prohibition. So just because it's a prohibition of going on the tree, that does not take away from the fact that this is a physical Pesach. There's a tree which connects these two courtyards together. There's no prohibition to climb this type of tree because it's dry. So this is a physical Pesach. There's a problem. The problem is that it's also the Hadas Avodah Zarah. But Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with Shabbos. So as far as we're concerned, we overlook the problem, and it's called...
Avodah Zarah is a seven-day issue.
It's correct, but it's not a Shabbos issue. And that's the chiddush of the Rosh. So you're right, it's a very big chiddush. Practically speaking, are you allowed to climb the tree? No. It's also behana. But that's a side issue. Is it a physical Pesach? Yes. Is the physical Pesach a problem with regard to Shabbos per se? No. It's an Avodah Zarah problem. According to the Rosh, it's okay. It's a halachic loophole. It's not practical, but it's a halachic loophole that we can take advantage of, that we can join now the two courtyards in one area. But if the problem was a practical problem because of Shabbos, it's a moist, healthy tree, where there's a prohibition on Shabbos to climb this tree, even though I have a halachic loophole of Ben Hashmashos, but practically speaking on Shabbos stuff, I can't go climb the tree, then it's not a kosher Erev. What's the difference? Because here the practical problem is a Shabbos problem. And the Erev is a Shabbos issue. So a practical halach Shabbos problem will cancel a Shabbos Erev. But a practical Avodah Zarah problem is not going to cancel a Shabbos Erev, because we have a legal loophole. The legal loophole is a Pesach is a Pesach. That's one way to look at it. The Mechaber says just the opposite. When it comes to the tree on Shabbos, so you have a halachic loophole, it's good. It's okay. A halachic loophole, bein hashmashos, there's no prohibition. We get in. We're safe. What about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, it's 7 day, 24/7. 24/7, practically, it's also 20. So if it's practically also 24/7, forget it. You can't make an error. You can't use this as a Pesach for the two courtyards. Different, totally different ways of looking at it. Okay, that's the Mechaber presents both opinions, and we'll leave it with that.
This Asherah is an act.
What?
Have we seen the Asherah recently?
Not that I'm familiar with.
That's what I'm saying. Asherah is correct. Did Asherah or was it Asherah?
What?
Was it Asherah or is it Asherah? Have you seen one? Is it an active Asherah or was it
Asherah? Active, it doesn't matter. Once, it's never retired.
How could they have a neighborhood in the courtyard? Who owns the Asherah? I don't know.
That's a shidduch problem. That's not a
shidduch tree. Has it been in the Avodah Zarah?